Welcome to this bonus episode of Whispers of Oxenford, primarily due to the fact that I'm changing hosts over to Anchor and want to make sure that these are still getting pushed to y'all. Start off with one quick announcement. Winds Howling, the other podcast I do in the Lore Party Network, we have an upcoming episode where we fan casted unnamed roles yet for the Witcher Netflix series. We did Philippa, Regis, Dijkstra, and Leo Bonnard. It was a lot of fun, and that should be out within the next few weeks, and I can't wait for y'all to hear it. But announced about an hour ago or so it'll make it easy to talk about, is The Witcher Blood Origin. The official synopsis reveals that Blood Origin will tell a story lost to time, the origin of the very first Witcher, and the events that led to the pivotal conjunction of the spheres when the worlds of monsters, men, and elves merged to become one. So this is a new Netflix series headed by Declan DeBarra, who was a writer on the show, and Lauren Hessrich, who was the showrunner, or I should say is the showrunner. So this was on Polygon. I don't know if they did the interview or not. Quote, "A question has been burning in my mind ever since I read the first Witcher books," DeBarra said. "What was the elven world really like before the cataclysmic arrival of the humans? The Witcher Blood Origin will tell the tale of the elven civilization before its fall, and most importantly, reveal the forgotten history of the very first Witcher." So this says 1,200 years before Geralt, where the conjunction was 1,500 years or so before the novel. And the conjunction is where humans first entered the elven world. So I'm kind of confused on that timeline a little bit. Actually tweeted at Hessrich and DeBarra and have not heard back and probably won't hear back. But if I do, I'll obviously put that out on the Twitter. So at this time, at the conjunction, after that, the humans arrive and they harness magic, and thus wizards, mages, and sorceresses came about on top of the old elven sages. And a new human tradition of breaking treaties with non-humans begins. It appears the series will take place several hundred years after the arrival, but again, he said it'll be what happens before, but either way, it'll have to do with the arrival of the humans and the elves. So I guess the driving conflict of the show will be this fighting. Also, it says, and it actually led with, it'll be about the beginnings of the Witchers, which sounds like a lot for a 6-episode run. That's all that it says it was. Hessrich also tweeted out that Andrei Sapkowski will be involved as well, which begs the question, how much does this have to do with his current book's writings? Hopefully none, as I want him to stay in the current era and just, you know, not really much to do with Geralt. Like, his story's done. The book ending was fine for me. So I'm glad this will have nothing to do with Geralt or anything we currently know about. You know, I also like, we will get a fresh take on the older elven life. But more importantly, I love that it is only 6 episodes. The older I get, the less I can pay attention to so many pieces of media. A 6-hour or so story is very welcome. I assume the show will also be made to binge, as it's Netflix. So kind of like a 6-hour movie? They do it that way, as opposed to a weekly serial? I recently just finished The Watchmen on HBO. And a big reason why I sat down and watched it was, okay, it's only 9 episodes, not even like the normal 10 that some do. And I actually didn't know at the time, but it was only one season. It's one off. And there's actually, at this point, no plans to do another season, at least that I know of. And so something like that, that's just a one-off miniseries, great. Done. Tell your story. Don't worry about leaving for more, or trying to, I guess you can almost say, earn more seasons with it. Just tell your story, and then move on to the next one. This should also negate worries about the future of The Witcher, as this makes 2 announced spinoffs. There could be more, it's just the only ones are this one and the upcoming anime being the other project. Netflix is clearly investing heavily in The Witcher, and I think that the only thing that could stop it really is Henry Cavill himself quitting. So the news of him, you know, maybe being Superman again, now takes the top spot in our worries, or at least mine. If you have not rated or reviewed the podcast, please take the 30 seconds or so and, you know, hook me up. And follow the Twitter account at WitcherPodcast. And email anything to WitcherPodcast@gmail.com. That's pretty much all this episode is going to be. Like I said, it's mainly just to test and make sure that I did everything with the transfer over from the old network or the old hosting network to the new one is good to go. But I'm glad this news came out, as it gave me, you know, a little something to talk about. And these kind of quick fire informational kind of ones, I mean, if people enjoy these are very easy to do. It didn't take long to kind of look everything up, kind of write it out. So if these little quick fire episodes kind of worked for you or not, just let me know.